众姐妹早晨平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
首先我愿意特别感谢主啊、这个主日能够在和弟兄姐妹在一起敬拜我们的神。
First of all, I have to thank Lord and give me chance again this morning I can worship Lord with you.
因为让我有机会呢能够为着上个主日能够叫当摩弟兄姐妹和西南弟兄姐妹一同敬拜主啊。的机会来特别再感谢主。
I also thank him to give us opportunity. So last Sunday, and then we brother sister Dumbo and West Office, we worshipped him together.
啊，因为上一周啊，在新南区弟兄姐妹啊，许多人的心中啊，就刻下一个很深刻的印象。
Because last Sunday, we all are very impressed.
就是当摩的青年弟兄姐妹们在主的面前的敬拜和赞美，真是。
Oh, the brothers and sisters in office, they're impressed by the young brothers and sisters from Dumbo. You have the longing heart of the Lord.
也激励了许多弟兄姐妹，也愿意更真实的在主的面前，把他所当得的敬拜赞美来献给神。
And may also encourage them, they would like to give the word, more worship to the Lord.
所以我们知道今天早晨啊，时间就不够了。
So we know this morning we won't have enough time.
还好我还搭上最后一班列车。
Oh, so I have this last chance.
来与弟兄姊妹一同来敬拜我们的神。
So we will worship our Lord with you.
刚刚我们大宝弟兄带领我们唱这首诗歌是非常宝贵的一首诗歌。
The hymn we just sang was very precious.
特别他提到的第四节啊，让我们看见一个秘诀。
Especially the stanza 4, it mentioned a secret.
当然我们知道这首诗歌实在是我们众人心里面的一个心是我们的心志
We know this hymn is our heart desire
当我们真实认识了我们的主
When we truly know our Lord
从内心深处实在是有一个渴望能够愿意像他
And we have a longing heart that we would like to be like him
那弟兄特别提醒了我们
Our brother remind us
这个要能够像主耶稣啊，这不是我们自己能够经营的。
There's nothing we can do if we want to be like him.
如果我们自己经营的话呢，肯定是要亏损、要失败的。
If we try to manage, we will suffer loss.
为什么呢
？Why？
就算你尽了你最大的努力
，Even you try your best，
你真的是做得非常像我们的主。
And then you probably mostly will be like him.
比方说，比我们当中的最甘甜的姐妹更加的甘甜。
Maybe you are the sweetest of the most sweet sisters.
或许比我们当中最能够忍耐的弟兄还更加忍耐。
Maybe you have the endurance, you have to endure more than the endured brother.
可能别人弟兄姐妹看了都说，真的是好像主啊。
Maybe I think, wow, you really like the Lord.
但是那个经营还是失败的。
But such management is still a failure.
不是主的自己。
Because that's not himself.
如果不是主自己的忍耐，不是主自己的甘甜，那在神的面前一点价值都没有。
If it's not the endurance, if it's not the sweetness of the Lord Himself, then it is not.
所以弟兄提醒我们，最聪明的还是把我们自己献给神。
Our brother just reminded us the most, the smart way is to say, to give ourselves to Him.
只有神自己借着圣灵在我们身上所经营的。
Only what Lord doing, through the Holy Spirit through us.
所制作的。
What he have done.
那才是神所认可的。
And that will be accepted by the Lord.
那才是有真正永远的价值。
And that will has the eternal value.
所以弟兄实在是把那个秘诀告诉了我们。
And so that our brother told us the secret.
让神在我们身上来做成他的工作。
So that Lord has the, make His work be done.
那样的像主耶稣，才是神所要在我们身上所要得着的。
That kind to be like Him, that is the work Lord would like to have.
好，我们早晨愿意一同先来读几处的经文。
Let's read scriptures.
请先翻到罗马书。
First of all,
圣经罗马书第八章
Book of Romans, chapter 8.
罗马书第八章，我们读28、29两节。
Romans, chapter 8, verse 28-29.
罗马书第八章28节。
Verse 28.
这里说，我们晓得万事都互相效力， 叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And we all know that all things work together for good to those who love Lord, to those who are the called, according to His purpose.
因为他预先所知道，就预先定下效法他儿子一样，使他儿子在许多中做长子。
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
我们再多读一节好了。预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
And those who he predestined, he also called. Those who he called, he also justified. And those who justified, he also glorified.
这里第二十九节这边讲到，这句讲到说效法他儿子的模样，原文也可以翻译成预先定下磨成他儿子的形象。
In verse 29, it says we will be conformed to the image of his son.
当我们神在我们身上工作，把我们磨成他儿子的形象的时候
，when he mold us to the image of his son，
也就是我们得荣耀的时候
，that is the moment that we receive glory，
都能够像我们的主耶稣
，that is we like our Lord to be like our Lord。
在约翰一书。
Next is 1 John.
约翰一书第五章。
Chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章第二十节，我们读二十和二十一两节。
Verse 20 and 21.
我们也知道神的儿子已经来到，且将智慧赐给我们，使我们认识那位真实的。我们也在那位真实的里面，就是在他儿子耶稣基督里面。这是真神，也是永生。小子们啊，你们要自守，远避偶像。
And we know that the Son of God has come and have given us an understanding, that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols.
我们接下来要读的几处经文都在福音。
The rest of it is in Book of Matthew.
马太福音第十一章。
Chapter 11.
马太福音第十一章，我们先读十六、十七两节。
Verse 16 and 17.
这也是主耶稣所说的话。我可以用什么比这世代呢？好像孩童坐在街市上，招呼同伴说。我们向你吹笛，你们不跳舞；我们向你举哀，你们不捶胸。
But to what shall I liken this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their companions and saying, "We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We mourned to you, and you did not lament."
我们再读二十五、二十六两节。
And then verse 25, 26.
那时耶稣说：“父啊，天地的主。”我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
At that time, Jesus answered and said, "Thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and have revealed them to babies. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight."
我们再读二十八节到第三十节。
Verse 28 and 30 to 30.
仍旧是主耶稣所说的话：凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子。
Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
我们最后再一同读约翰福音第四章。
And the last is John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章，我们读二十三、二十四节。
Verse 23 and 24.
这一段也是主耶稣所说的话。 时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
This is what Lord said. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth.
好，姐妹已经读了，神是灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
God is spirit. For those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth.
让我们在一起有祷告。
Let's pray.
我们感谢你给我们有这样恩典的机会，让我们能够一同来敬拜你。
Thank you, Lord, for your grace to let us come before you to worship you.
主，你说是的，时候将到，如今就是拜你的，要用灵和真实来拜你。
Oh, Lord, that the hour is coming, and now it is. With the worshippers, we will worship you in spirit and truth.
主，在早晨我们能够围绕在你饼杯面前敬拜你，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you that we can come before your table to worship you.
我们求你继续的来与我们同在。
May you be with us.
主啊，继续的让我们能够与你有交通。
That has fellowship with you.
就好像我们都能够进入那神儿子的交通里。
We will all into the fellowship of your son.
主，叫我们能够认识你在我们身上的心意是何等的荣耀。
And then would let us to know how glorious your heart desire to us.
愿我们都能够被你来磨成你自己儿子的形象。
May you conform us all into the image of your Son.
叫你的荣耀能够从我们身上彰显。
We will glorify you.
主，愿荣耀都归给你。
We give you all glory.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们刚刚所读罗马书第八章的经文告诉我们。
The Romans chapter 8 verses just told us.
神拯救我们的旨意不单是叫我们能够蒙恩得救罪得赦免。
The purpose that God saved us that is just to receive the salvation or sins for be forgiven.
更简单的说，神拯救我们不单是叫我们不下地狱，叫我们将来能够上天堂而已。
Simply, it's not let us go to hell and then we go to heaven, and not only that.
神召我们乃是按他荣耀的旨意召了我们。
He called us by His glorious purpose.
神的选召他是有一个旨意。
And then He called us and with on His purpose.
他是有个目的。
He has a purpose.
他是要把我们都磨成他儿子的形象。
He want to mold us into the image of his son.
为什么需要把我们都磨成他儿子的形象呢
？Why he has to conform us into the image of his son?
乃是要借着我们这一班蒙神恩召的人。
And through the people who receive his grace.
叫我们能够在地上来代表神。
We will represent him.
叫我们能够在地上来彰显神。
We will glorify him.
为了这个缘故，神必须。将他自己的生命借他的儿子赐给了我们。
For this purpose, he has to give his life through his son.
因着得神的生命。
Because we receive the life of God.
我们能够借着神生命的里面的性情。
We are through the characters in his life.
在我们身上能够来渐渐的培养。
It will build up his characters on us.
渐渐的来制作。
And then he will build us up.
叫神生命里头的性情能够成为我们蒙恩基督徒身上的性格。
So the characters from God, it will become ours.
比方说我们刚刚提到那甘甜也好，忍耐也好，那慈爱也好，温柔。
Such as we just mentioned, the sweetness, the gentleness.
就是我们主生命里头的性情呢，一点一点的在我们身上制作成为我们的性格。
That his characters will be gradually built up on us.
而主各样生命里头的那个性情，在我们身上成为各种的性格之后。
And then after all his characters becomes ours.
这些的性格就成为我们基督徒的一个人格。
And those characters will become our being.
所以就我们变成了基督人。
And we become Christian.
我们这个人呢，就像我们的性格呢，我们的人格呢，就像主耶稣基督一样。
So our characters will be like our Lord's.
所以英文啊，姐妹讲到英文这个基督徒啊 ，Christian， 其实简单来讲就是基督人。
Christian is people in Christ.
这不单是一个名字。
It's not only a name.
更是讲到他真实的一个实际。
It is a reality.
还是我们都变成。基督在我们身上成形的人。
And then we all become become man that Christ will become formed in us.
这就是在过去这些年弟兄们一再提到的主耶稣基督的见证。
And this is all the years that brothers and sisters mentioned. This is the testimony for the Lord.
主耶稣基督的见证并不是我们在外面做一些什么。
to testify is not what we can do outwardly.
更重要的乃是主耶稣基督的生命从我们身上彰显出来。
Most important is his life will be revealed through us.
这是神儿子的见证。
That is the testimony of his son.
这是神用他的圣召召我们的目的。
This is the purpose that he called us.
我们知道我们基督徒要能够来彰显我们的主。
No, if we what we make us able to magnify our Lord.
我们必须要被磨成像主一样的形象。
We have to be conformed to His image.
我们刚刚已经提到这个形象不是一个外面的。
We know this image is not outwardly.
这形象乃是里面生命的形象。
But inwardly.
我记得我从前刚到新南区聚会的时候
I remember when I first start gather at the West Office
在那从前 在新南区中间、啊、有一个弟兄
There's a brother among us
我看到他第一个印象就觉得他好像主耶稣
The first impression for me is oh, he is so like our Lord
因为他留了个大胡子
Because he has a beard
他鼻子有点像那个犹太人高高的
His nose is pretty high
后来我发现不是只有我一个人有这样的感觉其他弟兄里面呢他们
Later on, I found out not only I have such impression, other people have such impression too.
兄姐妹，那是不是我们所说的主耶稣的形象呢
？Is that the image from the of the Lord?
不是的。
No.
所以感谢神啊，神没有叫他的儿子留一张照片上。
We praise the Lord, and God didn't give us a photo of His Son.
如果主耶稣的照片如果流传到地上的话
，If he has a photo on earth，
今天我想我们很多人啊，我们的发型都要剪得像主耶稣。
Maybe so many of us, we our hairstyle will be like his。
可能去整形啊，叫我们的脸样子也像主耶稣。
We probably will have a cosmetic surgery or like him。
里面磨成神儿子的形象，不是讲到这外面的一个 appearance， 不是讲到外面的这个像。
To be conformed in the image of his son is not our outwardly appearance。
乃是叫我们。因为这里面有主的生命
，but has the life inwardly。
这个生命有他的性情
，and this life has his characters。
然后，当我们顺这个生命的性情来培养、来发展之后
，but after we follow these characters to build up
the nature。
Follow the nature.
这个性情，这个 nature 呢，经过发展培养之后呢，就成为性格。
Our nature will become the characters.
不是我们的性情，是主的性情。
It is not our nature, but the Lord's.
主的性情在培养之后，就成为我们的性格。
And His will be built up into our characters.
这许多的性格呢，就组织成基督徒的一个人格。
And those.Many characters, it will be a form into the characters of Christians. We have the calling to this nature, of his nature. I'll take an example.
我们看那个鸡和鸭是有点相像的。
You see, the chicken and duck, they are kind of alike.
当然，我们说的样子其实不完全像。
Actually, not completely like.
在外面不太像，那还不是重点。
And then outwardly, this like is not the point.
你发现那个鸡和鸭的生命啊是非常不同的。
But you know their life is such is a big difference.
如果你不信的话呢，你去做一个实验。
If you don't believe, and then you go test.
你看见在那个水塘啊。有那个鸭在那里非常悠游自在在那里划水。
You see the ducks they will be enjoyed water in the pond.
哎呦，这印象很深刻。
And the one time I was very impressed.
可是啊，它好像一点力气都没有用。
It seems like the duck doesn't use much strength.
然后在水面上就一直往前走。
And he will just swim in the water.
非常的自然。
And it's so natural.
哎，如果你做个实验试试看。
And then if you test,
如果姐妹可能不敢做，弟兄们来那个比较勇敢啊，你抓一只鸡。
And then the brother, if you take a chicken,
你把那个鸡啊也丢到那个水塘里头去。
Throw the chicken into the pond.
你看他有什么反应。
And then you will see his reaction.
我先告诉你们。
I will let you know.
在那里一直大吼大叫的。
He will struggle and yell and scream.
想尽办法赶快要逃离那个水。
He will try to escape from the water.
为什么
？Why？
因为鸡的生命。鸭的生命是不同的。
Because the life of chicken is different than the life of the duck.
同样，今天在我们身上也是如此。
And then so do us.
今天我们要能够像我们的主。
If we to be like our Lord.
我们要能够像他的形象，像他的模样。
To be like his image.
我们知道，乃是里面必须有他同样的生命。
And then we have the same life inwardly.
当我们顺他的生命。他的生命的性情来发展，来培养之后。
And when we follow his life, and then we build up.
在我们身上渐渐的就有主的性格，主的就有一些 像主一样的性格。
And gradually we will have such characters will be like his.
这性格也成为我们这个基督徒的见证。
And then those characters will become the testimonies.
所以在约翰一书那里第五章告诉我们。
So in 1 John chapter 5 tells us.
他说我们知道神的儿子已经来到。
And we know the Son of God, the Son of God has come.
那神的儿子就是主耶稣基督。
And we know Son of God is Jesus Christ.
在两千年前，他已经道成了肉身来到地上。
And then, and 2,000 years ago, he came incarnate.
不仅如此，主耶稣借着十字架也成就了永远的救赎。
Not only this, and through the cross, he accomplished his eternal salvation.
当他从死里复活。
When he rose from death.
当他复活升天之后。
And when he ascended.
就按着所应许的圣灵保惠师就赐下来。
And then by the promise, and then the Holy Spirit was descended.
借着那赐我们智慧和启示的灵，叫我们也能够知道神的儿子。
Through the Spirit of wisdom.In the revelation, we know him.
我们能够认识那位真实的。
We know the one who is true.
而且呢，约翰一书也告诉我们，我们也在那位真实的里面。
And then, First John tells us we are in the truth. We are in him who is true.
对，这真实的里面呢，就是在他儿子耶稣基督里面。
This in truth is we are in the Son of God.
所以圣经接着说，这是真神，也是永生。
And so the Bible tells us he is the true God and is eternal life.
在约翰福音第十七章，主耶稣他这么说过。
In John 17, he also says,
认识你独一的真神，并认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And this is eternal life that many they knew, and the only true God and Jesus Christ who have sent.
谢主。
We thank Lord.
我们因着认识了这位独一的真神。
Because we know this true God.
我们也认识父神所差来的耶稣基督。
And we also know Jesus Christ as the Father sent.
我们不仅心灵眼睛得看见得认识他。
Not only our eyes open and to know him.
我们也相信接待了他。
We believed and we accept him.
按着神所应许的，我们就得着他所赐给我们这永远的生命。
According to the purpose from God, and we receive this eternal life.
在这里，圣经告诉我们说，我们乃是。是认识那位真实的。
But the Bible tells us we know the one who's true.
我们的神，他是那位真实的神。
And he is a true God.
所以圣经一直重复地告诉我们，他是独一的真神。
And the Bible can tell us many times he's the true God.
而他所差的耶稣基督呢，也是那位真实的。
And then the Son he sent was true.
我们不仅认识了独一的真神，认识了这位独一的。这位真实的主耶稣。
We not only know the true God, we not only true Lord.
神说我们也在真实的里面。
And God says we are in this truth.
我们也在神的儿子耶稣基督里面。
We are in His Son Jesus Christ.
所以这里早晨我的负担乃是跟弟兄们交通到这个。关于主的性格里头一个很重要的一个性格就是真实。
And this morning I have a burden that I would like to share. One of the characters is the character of truth.
为什么我说真实是神性格里头最重要神性里头最重要的一个性情呢
Why do I say truth is one of the most characters of the Lord?
因为其他任何的性格若不是在这个真实的基础上在神面前一点价值都没有。
And then because all other characters, if it's not in truth, and it has no value.
我再重复一次，无论我们向主耶稣的谦卑。
And I'll repeat, no matter the humbleness.
或是向主耶稣的温柔。
Or his gentleness.
或是向主耶稣的忍耐。
Or his endurance.
若不是真实的。
If it's not true.
这些的性格真实的
Those characters, if true,
对神而言一点价值都没有
In God's eyes, it's no value
所以早晨愿意和弟兄们一同先来认识神这个一个重要的性情就是真实的性情
And so this morning I would like to share with you that is the character of the truth
就是要真
We have to be true
我们知道神在旧约他多次多方借着先知借着摩西也好借着众先知也好来晓谕以色列的百姓。
We know in the Old Testament, and Lord revealed this point to Israelites through generations.
就是连借着 神借摩西所颁布的律法。
Even though the law through Moses.
第一件，让我们看见神在那里宣告他是独一的真神。
The first declaration that Lord says he is the true God.
他是那位伟大的我是。
And he is the great I am.
他是那位自有拥有的。
He is I am.
他是真神。
He is true God.
除他以外，没有别的神。
There's no other other than him.
除他以外，其他的都是虚假。
And other than him, all others are false gods.
所以神在那里向他的百姓的这样一个伟大的宣告，只有他独一的真神。
This great declaration that to his people that he is the only true God.
在他性情里头，真是最重要的一样。
And among his characters, nature and this truth is the very important one.
神借着摩西也告诉他的百姓说，神是一位忌邪的神。
And then through Moses, God told his people that God is a jealous God.
忌邪是什么意思呢？
And what is to be jealous?
就是神所最憎恶的就是虚假。
That's the most thing he abominate is false.
虚假的偶像。
It's the false idols.
一切的虚假都是神所忌恶，神所忌恨的。
All false things that's the most, things that God abominates.
为什么神会这么忌恨？这么恨恶虚假呢？
Why God has so abominates false things?
那是因为神他是真实的。
Because he is true.
这个真实是神生命当中最重要的一个。
And truth is the most important characteristic of God.
所以我们需要我们所认识这位神最重要的一个性情，就他是真，只有他是真神。
We need know these important characters because he is true and he is the truth.
我们知道神的儿子耶稣基督他也是真实的。
We know the son of God Jesus Christ he is true.
主耶稣的名字他的性格都是真实。
His name his nature is truth.
在启示录第三章在那里主借着主向哥拉铁菲教会说话的时候。
And in Revelation chapter 3, when Lord speak to the church in Philadelphia.
主告诉他的教会，他是那位圣洁真实的。
And the Lord tells the church that he is the holy one. And he is true.
他拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开。
He has the key of David. And then he who opens, no one shuts. And then shuts, no one opens.
所以主乃是叫他的教会能够认识他的名，他的性格都是真实。
He wants his church to that his name, his nature is.
在启示录第十九章，让我们看见我们的主，他更是骑在白马上那一位。
In Revelation chapter 19, it tells us our Lord is right on the white horse.
他要按着公义来审判，来征战。
And he will in righteousness he judges and then make war.
他要来得胜。
And he will win victory.
在那里也让我们看见主的名字乃是诚信真实。
And then in this part, it tells his name was called faithful and true.
另外，我们若从四卷福音书，我们能够看见我们的主他的性格、他的性情乃是真实。
And then through the four gospel, we know his nature is truth.
就是凡我们主耶稣基督所是的，他所是的都是真实。
What he is are true.
主，我们的主乃是真光。
He is the true light.
我们看见他也是真理。
And he is the truth.
上一个周我们弟兄跟我们交通道说他就是真理。
And the last week our brother shared that he is truth.
他也是道路，也是生命。
He is the way, the life.
都是真道路，也是真实的生命。
And that's true life.True way.
所以我们看见我们的主，他也是那真实生命的粮。
And he is the true living bread.
他也是那真实的生命的活水。
And he is the true living water.
所以我们看见这世上的水啊，我们喝了还要渴。
We drink water from this earth, we will be thirsty again.
为什么呢？
Why?
那些水不是真实的水。
Because those water are not true.
我们说不会啊，我喝了也挺甘甜的。
We say no, it tastes good after I drink.
但是你发现你喝了以后呢，你还要再渴。
But after a drink, you will thirsty again.
但是我们主说他是那真实生命的活水。
But the Lord says he is the true living water.
叫我们喝了以后呢，就永远不再渴。
We will no longer thirsty after we drink.
所以我们看见我们 们主所示的都是真实。
We know who he is are all true.
不仅他所示的是真实，他的生活，他在地上一切的执事真实。
Not only who he is are true, but also all his ministers are true.
在我们主耶稣基督的里面是没有虚假，没有诡诈。
There is no false, there is no crafty in him.
没有黑暗，也没有掺杂。
There is no darkness, no mixture.
都是真实。
It's all true.
他说话，他为人，他做事都是真实的。
When he speaks, when he acts, it's all true.
就连那抵挡他的仇敌啊，也不得不承认。
Even his adversary who against him has to admit.
当他们来到主耶稣面前的时候
，When they come before Lord,
他们就对主耶稣说：“我们知道你是诚诚实实传神的道。”
And they, when they come before him, they will say, "We know you are shared."The path, the way, the gospel in truth.
就连主的仇敌啊，都不得不承认我们的主，他的生活、他的行事、他的说话都是真实的。
Even the adversary of the Lord, they will admit that his life, what he has, are all in truth.
我们知道，就连罗马的巡抚比拉多，他在审判主耶稣的当时，他也不得不承认我们的主实在是真实的。
Even though the Pilate.He has to admit what Lord has done are all in truth.
他经过三番四次的那样的审问之后，他对以色列人说，对控告主耶稣的人说，我实在查不出这人有罪。
And after he checked all his accusations, he said, I find no fault in him.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们还记得的话，我们主耶稣被钉十字架的罪名是什么
？If we still remember, what is the crime for him to be crucified?
那些在那里喊着说，钉他十字架。钉他十字架的人，他们钉主耶稣的罪名是什么
？What is the crime for those people who cried out, say, "Crucify him, crucify him"?
只有一个罪名。
There's only one crime.
就是他说他是神的儿子。
Because he said he's son of God.
哎，弟兄姐妹，如果这是虚假的，那这个人是应该被钉十字架。
If this is false, that he should be crucified.
我们主耶稣所说的，他是神的儿子，他真是儿子。
Because what he said, he is son, but he is.
罗马书告诉我们，他乃是借着以圣灵从死里复活，以大能显明他是神的儿子。
In the book of Romans, and it says, and the Holy Spirit testified that by the power of his resurrection, that he is Son of God.
所以我们看见我们主耶稣是那样的真实。
We know our Lord is so true.
他乃是那位真实神的儿子。
He is the true Son of he's Son of God, and he is true.
所以约翰一书告诉我们，不仅我们认识了那位真实者。
And then in 1 John tells us not only we know this the one who is truth.
神也把我们放在那位真实的里面。
And God put it us in the one who is true.
都在反复默想这句话的时候。
When we think about this.
我就明白了一件事。
I understand one thing.
为什么神要把我们放在那位真实？
Why God has to put us in the one who true?
就是要叫我们顺着这个真实生命的性情，叫我们也成为真实。
It is to let us follow His truth and let us to be true.
也就是在那位真实的里面来培养真实的性格。
It is in the one who is true and is to build up the character of truth.
也就在他里面。能够培养出那真实这样的性格。
And then only in him that we can build up this character of truth.
好，那我们怎么样开始来培养这真实的性格呢
？And how do we build up this character?
老约翰在约翰福音那里，约翰一书那里先告诉我们说，所以你们要自守，远避偶像。
And John tells us so that you have to keep yourself from idols.
好，我们知道偶像呢是什么
？We know what is.
偶像代表的就是虚假。
Idol represent false things.
当然，我们知道，在当初老约翰写约翰一书的时候呢，在当时那个社会和环境有许许多多拜偶像的情形。
When John wrote First John, and then at that time, people worshipped idols.
当然，提醒一下神的儿女们，说你们要远避偶像。
So that's why John warned the church that you have to depart from idols.
但今天我们知道。神的儿女，我们做基督徒的，会不会有人跑去拜偶像呢
？But as today, as the children of God will go worship idols?
我想是不会的。
I don't think so.
在这里，偶像所代表的乃是虚假。
But here the idols, it represents false things. And this is related to us. We will not go to worship those idols physically. But we are influenced by those false things. And then what does it mean? The meaning of the idols. That is, we will replace God with those not in
God.
We worship those who are not supposed to worship. No, we worship those things we're supposed to worship God. We replace God by other things.
比方说我们的工作,
For example, our work,
我们的儿女,
our children,
钱财,
our wealth,
健康,
our health,
甚至是我们的嗜好,
even our hobbies.
当有一个很重要的球赛,在礼拜天早晨, 有个很重要世界杯足球赛,
and then for example, maybe there is a World Cup soccer game.
我们原本这段时间应该是来到儿女们中间一同来敬拜神。
And Sunday we supposed to come here to worship God.
但是实在是胜不过, 结果呢, 我们就留在家里看那个球赛。
But you cannot overcome stay at home to watch the game.
各位姐妹, 这个就成为一个那无形的偶像。
This is the invisible idol.
代替了神的地位,
it replaced the of God.
夺取了神所当得的敬拜。
It took the glory from God.
我们看见不仅偶像是虚假的,
and not only the idols are false.
我们所生活的这个世界都是虚假的。
The world that we live is false.
不仅世界是虚假, 在世界当中, 其中呢, 也充满了虚假的事情。
Not only the world is false, because but also all things are false.
在我们还没有认识这位真实者之前,
before we know this true God,
我们从前也都随从了 今世的风俗,
we all follow the customs.
举个例子,
For example,
特别是在我们的言语上面,
and then when we speak,
我们从前说话, 说不真实的话,
before we talk, and then it's, we speak something not true.
说不真实的话呢, 我们没有感觉的,
when we lie, we even don't feel it.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为我们周围的人都是这样子。
Because everyone around us lies.
我听说今天在中国的情形, 基本上就是这样的一个情形。
I heard things in China, it's just like this.
其实在美国也不例外。
And so does it not matter.
做了这个研究统计啊, 都平均啊, 一个人讲十句话里头八句是假话。
People had a survey, and then among 10 sentences, and 8 of them are lies.
或许在中国可能还更高一点。
Maybe it's more in China.
但是在言语上面不仅我们说不真实的话, 我们也说那不准确的话。
Not only we lie, but also we speak inaccurately.
但这些不管是不真实或不准确的话, 它都是虚假的话。
No matter we talk lies or we speak inaccurate, they're all false.
就在以弗所书一讲到我们这个心 新人啊,要有新人的样式的时候,他第一件事,也很重要讲一件事,就讲到说,要弃绝谎言。
And then in Ephesians, they're talking about first of all, we have to depart from lies.
为什么呢? 因为我们的新人啊, 还是在真实的里面。
Why? Because this new creation are in truth.
所以要弃绝谎言。
We have to depart from lies.
所以我们知道,我们所在这个环境, 我们所生活的这个风俗啊, 都是满了虚假。
You know, our surroundings, our customs are full of...
所以主的话提醒我们,警醒我们说要远避偶像。
God's words warns we have to keep ourselves from lies.
要脱离一切的虚假。
We have to despise, we have to depart from lies.
最可怜,最可怕,最可悲的是什么呢?
And what is the most pitiful thing?
不仅我们用虚假欺骗了别人。
We're not only deceive others.
我们欺骗别人到个地步, 我们连自己都被欺骗。
Until to the point we are deceived.
我们把虚假的当作是真实。
We regard the false thing to be truth.
所以我们看见主在地上, 祂所最痛恨的就是虚假。
We know when Lord on the earth, the most thing He abominates is false.
我们知道我们的主实在是爱世上所有的罪。
We know our Lord loves all sinners.
因为当我们主祂知道祂要来到十字架, 上成就这个救赎的时候,
you know, when he come to the cross, he know he wants to accomplish the salvation. And then it's for all of us.
但是主在地上的时候, 痛恨恶那虚假的人。
But when he was on the earth, openly rebuked the false and people.
主耶稣有一次很严厉的责备那法利赛人。
And so one time he rebuked Pharisees.
讲了七个祸。
And he is talking about seven vows.
实在是不像我们的主啊！我们的主应该是很充满了慈爱、温柔的。
And then we think this is not like him. He is full of love and mercy.
但我们看见，因着我们主的性情是真实的。
But because his nature is true.
所以他极其痛恨虚假。
So he abominates false.
这虚假的为人。
And then the false being.
就是我们的里外。
This is we're not the same inwardly and outwardly.
在人前在人后是不一的。
We're not the same before people and behind people.
我们在聚会当中是一个样子。
We are one thing at the gathering.
我们回到家里是另一个样子。
And we are another man when we are at home.
不要说回到家里，就到车上去，可能就是另外一个样子。
Not only we are at home, but when we go back to in our car, we're different.
他要我们要自守，我们要。要远避偶像。
So that Lord tells us we have to keep ourselves from idols.
我们要离一切的虚假。
We have to depart us.
那什么是真实呢？
But what is true?
我们那时候对真实有一个不准确的一个认识。
And then we have an inaccurate knowledge of truth.
我们讲到真实啊，就好像是变成一个傻瓜一样。
We think to be true has to be fool.
但是我们知道，真实并不是叫我们做一个傻瓜。
Actually, to be true is not to be fool.
因为我们看见我们的主。
Hurt other people, you even don't know.
有时候弟兄好像说：“哎，我是很真实的，我有什么就说什么。”
Some brother will say, "I'm very truthful because I will treat things I feel."
结果了，伤了姐妹。
And a lot of people heard his wife, and then the wife won't talk to him for a week. As a husband, and didn't know what's wrong. That is not the truth of the Lord. Our Lord is very caring. He cares our issues, matters. He cares other people's business.
主他都知道，他都关心。
Even the most minor thing he knows and he cares.
在这里啊，弟兄姐妹、姐妹们，我不是鼓励你们不要跟弟兄说话。
And dear sisters, I'm not encouraging you to not talk to your husband.
因为有时候你说话，弟兄不一定能够明白，不一定能够体会你的心情。
Because sometimes when you speak to your husband, they might not understand you.
有时候说了，说多了呢，反而那个弟兄的反应还不是很好。
Sometimes if you talk more.And then he will feel offended.
那这里有一位真实的。
But is the one who is true.
他非常关心你。
He cares you.
他关心你的每一件。
He cares about everything.
所以最小的事情呢，你都可以跟我们的主说。
Even the most minor thing, you can talk to him.
因为主是真实。
Because he is true.
那真实的情形是怎么样的一个情形呢？
And what's the situation to be true?
主要有两点。
And there is two points.
是真实乃是在里面。
The truth is inwardly.
是关系到我们里面的情形。
And it is about our inner man.
是在于我们这个新的心。
It is about this new heart.
一个新的心，对。
A new heart.
大卫在诗篇五十一篇，他这么说。
David says in Psalm 51.
他对神有这样一个祷告，他说：“你所喜爱的乃是内里诚实。”
He has a prayer that means what you desire truth inward in the inward parts.
他说你在我的隐秘处必使我得智慧。
And in the hidden part, you will make me to know wisdom.
我们看见一个内里诚实的人是活在他的心里面的。
We know that if his people inwardly he live in truth.
因为他知道神在他的隐秘处。
Because he know God is hidden in his heart.
这神在他的隐秘处呢，就没有什么。可以伪装，可以虚假的。
Because God dwells in the hidden part, and you cannot fake.
所以他知道说，神他盼望，神喜欢我们有一个真实的情形呢，乃是我们是活在根据我们的心内里诚实的生活。
He desires that we have a life to be true in the inward parts.
另外，大卫在诗篇三十二篇，他也这么说。
And also David speaks in Psalm 32.
他说：“凡心里没有诡诈。”耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
And he says, "Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not input iniquity in it, whose in spirit there is no deceit.
我们看见大卫是一位认识神的人。
We know David knows God.
他知道神是鉴察人心的神。
He knows that God examines our heart.
或许别人不知道。
Maybe other people don't.
我们把自己都给欺骗了。
Maybe we deceive ourselves.
我们必须要像大卫认识我们的神。他是鉴察人心的神。
But we should know our Lord like David. We know that He examines our heart.
所以心里没有诡诈的，这人是有福的。
The one who is not deceived in heart, this is blessed such man.
那真实，另外还有一个光景呢，是活在灵的里头。
And there is another situation to be true is we have to live in spirit.
所以今天我们是有盼望的人。
We are hopeful.
今天在我们身上，神可以做成那真实的性格。
And then God can build up this character of truth on us.
因为我们是有灵的人。
Because we have spirit.
因为我们的灵是活的。
Because our spirit.
我们的灵是有功用的。
It's living. It's functional.
所以呢，我们能够活在我们的灵里头。
So that we can live in our spirit.
更重要的是，因为神的灵。圣灵就住在我们灵的里面。
Most importantly, because the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
所以圣灵能够在我们里面呢，来制作、来培养出主真实的性格来。
The Holy Spirit will build up characters of truth through us.
好了，我们在实际上，我们如何来培养这真实的性格
？In reality, how do we build up the character of truth?
主要有两点。
There's two aspects.
第一，我们要回转变成孩子的样式。
First of all, we have to convert and become like a little children.
我们要变成婴孩，还有那孩子的样式。
We need to become like a baby.
主耶稣也曾经这么说，在马太福音十八章说：“我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。”
And Lord used to say in Matthew.It says, truly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become a little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们要从那个小孩子身上啊，我们来思想来学习，怎么样子来培养这真实的性格。
We have to think about and from the babies and how to build up the character of truth.
那第二点呢，我们就是要根据灵，据我们的里面。随从里面的灵来生行事为人。
And then secondly, we to live our calling to the spirit inwardly.
这里我们过去的日子讲到很多关于这个属灵的操练。
And then in the past, we talk about many times about practice spiritual exercise.
就讲到操练我们的良心，操练我们的直觉，操练这个交通，都是在这灵里头的。
We exercise our conscience, our intuition, our conversation.
好，时间有限，要赶快。
I have to hurry up.
这个宝贵的。好，那我们主说啊，要我们要培养那真实的性格了，我们要回转变成小孩子的样式。
And the Lord says, if we have to build up this character of truth, we have to convert and become like a little children.
第一，变成那小孩子的样式，不是一个 physical 的，不是一个物质的
First of all, to become a baby is not a physical. If it's not physically.
就像在约翰福音那里，尼哥底母有一天来问主耶稣。
It's like in John, one day Nicodemus to ask the Lord.
他们讲到要看见神的国，要进入神的国。
They're talking about to enter the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣对他说：“你若人若不重生了，就不能见神的国。”
Lord told him, if a man is not reborn, will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
人若不从水和圣灵生呢，就不能进神的国。
If we are not reborn from the spirit and water, and we will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
那尼哥底母他是一个很有学问的人，很有知识的人。
And but Nicodemus is very knowledgeable.
他第一个反应呢，就从他的头脑来反应，会来反应主所说的话。
But his first reaction is to the Lord is from his mind.
His mind, yes. 他就问主说啊，人已经老了。
He asked the Lord, I'm old.
我说我们已经长得这么大了。
I'm growing up.
我怎么还能够再塞回到妈妈肚子里面再生出来吗
？How can I go back to my mother's womb to be reborn?
主就对他说了。
So Lord told him.
所谓人要重生，讲到这个 physical.
We need to be reborn is physically.
同样的，我们要回转变成小孩子的样式呢，也不是一个 physical 的事情。
And the same, do we have to become a little children? Is not in physical.
这里主说要回转变成小孩子的样式是什么意思
？What does it mean to convert and become a little children?
主要是让我们看见小孩子呢，他们有一个特点，他们是根据他们的心来生活。
We know for children, they have a character. That means they live by their hearts.
不是根据他的经验。
Not by their experience.
不是根据他的头脑。
It's not by their minds.
不是根据他的观察环境来分析。
Neither the observations.
小孩子呢是根据他的心来生活。
But they live.Follow their hearts.
我不晓得你们做父母有没有这样的观察。
I don't know if, as a parents, you have such observation.
我看我们家的几个孩子。
I saw my children.
我现在真的感觉到啊，孩子小的时候，特别这边主要讲的小孩的时候啊，真的特别单纯。
I know when they were very little, they are very simple.
很多父母亲妈妈这么说啊，这小孩子啊，他的这个眉毛一动，这个表情一变，他就知道这个小孩在想什么。
Especially mothers, when the child raises up the eyebrow, the mother will know what in his mind.
为什么呢？因为这小小孩啊，他们是根据他的心来生活的。
Why? Because the children they live follow their hearts.
他心里想到要偷吃桌上的糖。
If they wants to take the candy on the table,
妈妈看看他的脸啊，就知道了。
The mother will know by look at his face.
不是小孩子啊，他想要说一个脸不准确的话。
Or he will lie.
妈妈一看也知道啊，脸开始发红。
A mother will know because the face will turn red.
或者眼睛就开始眨一眨，眨一眨。
Or they will blink the eyes.
啊，这小孩子啊，他们是。根据他的心来活的。
Because they live, follow their hearts.
你发现了，当小孩们长大到 teenager 以后
，After they become a teenager，
哎呀，就变了。
And then they change.
就复杂多了。
And more complicated.
他想要去一个 party、啊。
And if they want to go to a party，
他脑袋里面不知道想了多少遍。
And he think about many times.
要怎么讲？
And how to talk to parents？
什么时候讲
？And when to talk？
跟谁讲
？And talk to whom？
然后他想。
And then they will plan.
最后就有个致命的一击。
And then they will have a action.
啊，爸爸就同意了。
And then dad agreed.
就被骗了。
Because that was deceived.
发现当那个孩子们长大以后啊，他的生活不再去单纯根据他的心。
When a child is growing up and they're not simple anymore, they don't live follow their heart.
他开始根据他的经验，根据他的观察，根据他的判断。
But they will live according to their experiences, their observations, and their judgments.
我们刚刚所读的马太福音第十一章那里，我们看到一件事情。
In Matthew chapter 11, we see one thing.
就是主耶稣的先锋，那施洗约翰呢，被下在监里。
Lord's pioneer, John the Baptist, he put in prison.
看见这位施洗约翰，他是认识主的。
We know John the Baptist, he knew
Lord. 非常的清楚认识他所见证的这一位。
He clearly know the one whom he testified.
他曾经向着大公在公开的这样子说：“看哪，神的羔羊。”除去世人罪孽的。
He used to say, "Behold, Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world."
他也向他的门徒，还有许多的犹太人做见证，说：“那从天上来的是在万有之上。”
And also he testified openly to all people, and it says, "The one who comes from above is above all."
从地上来的乃是属乎地，他乃是说到自己。
And then he talks about himself. It means he who is of the earth is earthly.
他再一次说。主耶稣是那位从天上来的，他乃是在万有之上的那一位。
And then he declared again, and then the Lord is who comes from heaven is above all.
弟兄姐妹，你看见这位施洗约翰先锋是何等的认识我们的主。
And then you know the baptized and how he knew.
但是这一次，当他被下在监里的时候
，But this time when he is in prison,
我们看见那环境实在是艰难。
Because the circumstance is so difficult.
因为他知道他随时有可能就被提出来而被斩头。
Because he know he will be sentenced to death.
这时候呢，他突然间就开始用他的头脑。
And all of a sudden he used his mind.
他来观察这个环境。
He observed the circumstance.
他来在那里分析。
And he will analyze.
到底主耶稣救不救我啊
？And then is the Lord will save me?
这时候呢，他就变成一个主所说的那聪明通达的人。
And now he became a man who's Lord talking about the wise and the prudent.
主说的聪明通达、啊、不是一件好事。
To be wise and prudent is not a good thing.
为什么呢
？Why？
主说神的旨意向那聪明通达人怎么样？
就隐藏起来了。
Because God says a way will be hidden from those who's wise and prudent.
为什么我们知道是约翰当被关在监里，他就变成一个，他就成为变成一个聪明通达的人呢
？Why when John the Baptist in prison he became a man who's wise and prudent？
因为他突然间好像不认识主了。
Because all of a sudden it seems he doesn't know Lord.
他打发人去问说，到底我们等的是你呢，还是还有别人
？So he sent people to the Lord and then ask, "Are you the one?" Who was to come, or should we expect someone else? So we see the purpose from God is kind of hidden to John. And or then before he knew God, he was able to testify to the Lord. How come all of a sudden he doubt?
他怎么会说？那我们是等你还是等别人
？And why he says are we still waiting for you or we expect somebody else？
有姐妹，当我们离开了我们的心，当我们不根据我们的心而生活的时候
，If we not live follow our hearts，
容易就根据我们的头脑
，Then we will live through our knowledge，
我们就根据我们的
through our experiences，
根据我们的查
of our observations，
根据我们的分析
our analysis。
这时候你发现神的旨意向我们。就隐藏起来。
Then the purpose from the God will be hidden.
同学们，或许今天你也在一个非常艰难的环境里头。
Maybe you are in a difficult situation.
那你是哪一种人
？And which one you are?
早晨盼望我们每一个人在主的面前来思想我们是哪一种人。
And then I hope this morning before Lord, we will think about which one we are.
我们是那婴孩呢
？Are we the babies?
我们是那像小孩子呢
？Are we as the little children?
我们是根据我们的心而生活呢？
Do we follow our hearts?
我们是根据我们的心来面对这艰难的环境呢
？Do we follow our hearts to face all the circumstances?
还是我们是那聪明通达的人
？Or we are the wise and prudent ones?
我们用我们的头脑，根据我们的经验分析分析。
We analyze by knowledge.
公司这次要裁员50%。
And then the company will lay off 50% of employees.
过去几个 project， 我的老板对我不太满意。
And my boss wasn't satisfied with my process.
我想我肯定要 update resume， 准备找工作。
Maybe I have to update my resume and then find another job.
这个是聪明通达人。
This is wise and prudent.
那如果我们像小孩子的样式
，But if we are like little children，
我们回到我们的心的里头。
We return to our hearts.
我们跟父神有一个交通。
We have a fellowship with our Father.
父神给我们有话语。
And then Father will speak to us.
叫我们要安静。
And then He will says, "Be still."
要知道我是神。
And you need know who I am.
如果我们愿意根据我们的心来生活。
If we are willing to live follow the heart.
我们就能够看见，能够认识我们所信的神是何等。荣耀奇妙的一位。
We will see and we will know our God is how glorious and how wondrous.
让我们像孩子一样回到我们的心里。
When we like little children, return to our hearts.
我们来借着我们的信心。
By faith.
我们就能够像保罗所说的，我知道我所信的是谁。
And we will like what Paul says, I know who I believed.
我再举一个例子。
I'll give you an example.
当我们在聚会当中聚会的时候
，When we come to the gathering，
我们是用我们的头脑呢，还是我们用我们的
？Do we use our mind or our hearts？
当有弟兄姐妹在波饼聚会当中在那里敬美的时候
，During communion service, sisters worship God。
我们是在那里分析呢
？Do we analyze？
分析这个有没有起承转合
？Do we analyze the beginning and the result？
分析呢？哎，怎么结尾都没有呢
？Then you will analyze and how come that doesn't come as result？
还是我们在分析说，哎，这个弟兄怎么后面没有奉主耶稣基督的名呢
？And then you will analyze and know how he in his prayer didn't say by the name of the Lord。
姐妹，我们是用我们的心还是我们用头脑在分析
？Do we analyze by our heart or our mind？
如果我们俩是根据我们的心
，If we follow the heart，
当弟兄姐妹在那里赞美、在那里吹笛的时候
，When brothers sisters played flute。And praise.
我们会怎么样
？And what do we do?
我们就起来跳舞了。
And then we just get up.
当然不一定是 physically 起来跳。
Not only we don't have to be physically.
但我们心里头啊，真是像跳舞一样。
But in the heart, we will be like dancing.
哎呀，我们也要与我们弟兄们一同来敬拜赞美主。
And then we will worship with God with our brothers.
那里要高喊哈利路亚赞。
We have to shout out hallelujah, praise the Lord.
在那里吹笛。
But when brothers and sisters play,
我们就要在那里跳舞。
And then we just feel like to dance.
同样的，当我们弟兄姐妹在那里有那忧伤痛悔的祷告。
And then and same if we brothers sisters has a contrite prayers.
我们在那里定罪呢
？Do we accuse them？
还是我们实在是在那里与我们的弟兄姐妹一同在那里捶胸
？Or we lament with them？
兄姐妹，我们必须要回转向孩子的样式。
And brothers and sisters, we have to convert and become little children.
我们要根据我们的心来生活。
We have to live, follow the heart.
另外一方面，当我们像孩子的样式，根据我们的心来生活的时候
，On the other hand, if we live, follow the heart like children,
你发现啊，我们担子就容易了。
And then you will discover our
担子就轻省了。
Our yoke is easy, our burden is light.
这个十字架啊，也觉得容易。
And then the cross is not so hard.
如果我们用我们头脑来分析啊，根据我们经验来在那里思考的时候啊
，If analyzed by knowledge,
你发现每个担子都很沉重。
And then each burden is heavy.
你发现是太苦太难了。
And then you say to take cross is so hard and then so bitter.
同学，你发现啊，小孩子呢是最没有重担的。
You know the children has no burden.
早晨再问大家一个问题。
I'll ask you a question this morning.
在你的生活当中有没有重担
？Is there a heavy burden in your life？
我想我们可能说，当然有。
We will say of course.
不止一个。
Not only one.
好几个重担。
It's many.
为什么我们会觉得我们在背负重担呢
？Why do we feel we are carrying heavy burdens？
你发现乃是神。就让我们看见，我们呢又成了一个聪明通达的人。
You know that because we are a wise and prudent.
因为小孩子啊是没有重担的。
Because children doesn't have burdens.
Heavy
burdens.
为什么呢
？Why？
啊，肚子饿了。
When they are hungry.
叫妈妈。
And they will call mother.
衣服身体脏了。
If their clothes is dirty.
叫爸爸。
And call daddy.
玩具坏了。
And if it's a toy got broken,
叫爸爸妈妈都可以。
And then you can call daddy and mommy.
要刷牙，要洗脸，身体脏的，他什么事他都没有重担。
And then everything they do, they will just call parents. There's no burden.
心啊，他根据心生活。
So they follow their hearts.
他知道他的爸爸妈妈依靠。
And then they know they can trust in them.
什么事情啊，他的所有的事情虽然就这么一点点事啊，但是都可以靠爸爸妈妈。
Even just such little thing, but they can trust in their parents.
他就没有重担。
So he has no burden.
但你发现这小孩慢慢长大以后变成 teenager 了。
But a child grow up become a teenager.
慢慢发现啊，爸爸妈妈并不是那么全能。
And then they will find out the parents are not perfect.
Not capable.
Not capable.
慢慢发现啊，这个也不会，这个微积分不会。
And then the parents doesn't know the calculus.
这个 DNA 也不太懂。
And they don't know DNA.
等还有很多很多生活上的事情啊，就发现。情感的问题啊，父母亲都不懂，不能帮助我们。
And then about love, the parents can't help us.
结果呢
？As a result.
不要说大人啊，青少年啊，重担啊越来越多。
And not only the adults, but the teenagers have a heavier burden.
啊，我们在新南区，我们认识有个姐妹，好姐妹。
In the West office, there is a senior sister.
她这几年已经住在那个 nursing home 住了好几年。
She lives in nursing home for years.
她身体啊。健康不好。
And then her health becomes worse.
我不晓得你们有没有去过 nursing home.
I don't know if you ever went to nursing home.
当你看到一些身体不方便、身体有疾病的老人的时候
，When you see seniors who has sicknesses,
你有没有看见他们是非常喜乐的
？But you see, but they are joyful.
No. Are they joyful?
Or are they joyful?
我想大部分看不到的。
You probably don't see.
都是背负重担。
And they have heavy burdens.
都是非常忧愁。
And then they're sad.
因为身体的难处实在是太大。
Because the difficulty of their health is so great.
但是我们认识的这位老姐妹。
But the senior sister.
因着，在她在更早了，她那个有一个疾病。
Because earlier she had a disease.
这个疾病呢，就叫她那个脑袋、头脑啊，就不好使。
And then this disease caused her brain doesn't function very well.
刚开始我们觉得也为我们姐妹觉得有点可怜。
And first of all, we think it's very sorrowful.
后来我们就明白了神的智慧。
And later on, we know the wisdom of the God.
当这几年姐妹躺在病床，在 nursing home 躺在病床上。
And then for these years, when she lays in the bed,
其他人都非常的忧愁，其他的病人都非常的忧愁。
When other patients are very sorrowful,
但是我们姐妹啊，成天满了喜乐。
But our sister is full of joy.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为她头脑不好使。
Because her brain doesn't function very well.
因为她不是根据她的头脑而生活。
Because she doesn't live.Followed his brain,
mind,
because she's not thinking about her health.
她不是整天想着，那我将来怎么办
？And she's not thinking about what's my future.
她乃是根据她的心而生活。
But she lives follow the heart.
每次我们去看他。
Each time when we went visit her,
她不一定认得记得我。
And she probably don't know us.
感谢主，她还记得我是五个孩子翁弟兄。
But praise that she remembers I'm a brother one who has five children.
所以每一次我们和她一交通到主耶稣。
But each time when we had the fellowship with the Lord,
她就好喜乐。
And then she's so glad.
她说主耶稣我知道。
And she said, Lord, I know him.
她说主耶稣爱我。
I know Lord loves me.
哎呀，主耶稣真好。
And the Lord is so wonderful.
她一想到主，她里面就满了喜乐。
When she think about the Lord, and she is full of joy.
所以她，我们看见她乃是一个根据她的心而生活的人。
So we know she lives follow the heart.
虽然环境这样的艰难。
Even her circumstances so difficult.
但她却不需要背负重担。
But she doesn't need to carry burdens.
因为我们的主乃是天天为我们背负重担的主。
Because our Lord carries our burden daily.
所以在这里我们看见，我们是聪明通达人呢，还是我们是像婴孩一样
？So are we the wise men or we are the babies？
当我们像一个婴孩，我们心单纯的来信靠主。
When we like a baby and our heart is just simple in the Lord。
你发现所赐够用的恩典，它能够叫我们在各样环境里头仍然是欢欢喜喜。
You know His grace is sufficient, and through all the circumstances, we will be still joyful.
有一次，有一群从事教育研究的学者专家。
And then one time there's a group of scholars and who's in the field of education.
他们就去观察访问一所聋哑学校。
And they went to observe they went to a school in the deaf mute school.
当然这个聋哑学校呢是一群基督徒所办的。
But this deaf mute school was founded by Christians.
但这一群的那个教育的专家学者，他们是不信神的。
And then but those educators, they are not believers.
他们当中有一个人那天去呢，他就做了一件事。
But one of them that day and then had a test.
看到学校里头都是那些要么就聋的，不然就哑的那些小孩子，很可爱，小孩。
And then this person saw those deaf or mute children. They're cute.
他就把一个小女孩叫过来。
And then he or she.
He.
And he called a little girl.
他就准备要来嘲讽这个小女孩。
And then he prepared to just mock this little girl.
他是哑巴哈，那个小女孩是哑巴。问他说：“你信神吗？”
And then the little girl was mute. And then he asked her, "Do you believe?" In God.
小女孩就很天真的点点头。
And so this little girl knocked her head.
非常满足的。
And then with satisfaction.
这个不信神的这个教育专家呢，就给她出一个难题。
So but this unbelieved educators and had a question, very hard question for her.
问那小女孩说，你相信神爱你吗？
And then he asked the little girl, "Do you believe that God loves you?"
这小女孩非常的满足。点点头。
And then the little girl knocked her head again.
接着这个教育专家就问她一个非常锋利的问题。
And then this elder asked her a sharp question.
你说神爱你，为什么神叫你不能说话？
Said Lord God loves you, but why He make you a mute?
为什么神叫你是一个哑巴？
But why God made you a mute?
这小女孩突然间。停了一下。
And the little girl paused.
头低下来。
And then she bowed her head.
突然间，很快的，她就抬起头来。
And then quickly she raised her head.
她就跑到那个黑板旁
边。And then she ran to a blackboard.
可以用那个粉笔。
And then
拿起粉笔。
And then by the chalk, and she started writing.
因为她不能说话，她就在黑板上写了。这么一句话。
Because she can't speak, so she wrote a sentence.
她写父啊，是的，你的美意本是如此。
And she writes, "Yes, Father, this was your good pleasure."
弟兄姐妹，这是主要我们回转成小孩子的样式。
This is the reason God wants us to be convert and become little children.
当我们根据我们的心来生活的时候，
If we follow our hearts,
我们就能够像这个哑巴的小女孩一样，
We will like this mute little girl.
我们能够在各样的环境里，我们仍然能够说，父啊，是的，你的美意本是如此。
Among all circumstances, we will still say, "Yes, Father, this was your good pleasure."
很快再把第二点讲到说，我们同时也要根据我们的灵来生活、来说话、来行事。
And then also we need speak to be act. According to the Spirit.
主在约翰福音说，如今时候将到，如今就是那拜父的用心灵和诚实，就是讲到说要用灵和真实来拜我们的父。
In John, and it says we have to worship the Lord in spirit and truth.
所以先前跟弟兄姊妹交通到，为什么我们基督徒蒙恩以后，我们要好好的来操练我们属灵生命
？We were talking about and why after we were saved, we have to exercise our spirit life.
要属灵的操练。
We have the spiritual exercises.
操练我们灵里头的良心的功用。
We will exercise the function of our
conscience. 操练灵里头直觉的功用。
Our intuition.
操练我们灵里头。与神交通的功用
and the function of fellowship.
因为这能够照主的性格能够成形制作在我们身上
because this will let the character of the Lord will be built up on us.
我们知道主说神是灵
and then the Lord says God is spirit.
拜他的要用灵
the one who worship him has to be in spirit.
要认识他的也要借着灵
And to know him has to through spirit.
要与他交通的也要借着灵。
One who has fellowship with him has to in spirit.
要明白神的旨意的也是借着我们的。
The one who wants to know God's purpose, we have to be in spirit.
我想我们当中初信主的弟兄姊妹不少。
We know we have brothers, new brothers and sisters.
也可能也有福音朋友在我们中间。
Or maybe we have gospel friends among us.
我们看见有不少福音朋友在他们听了后。
We know many gospel friends after they heard the gospel.
哎呀，很难信啊。
And then it's so hard to believe.
虽然都来聚会
Even they come to the gathering.
一直还是信不来
But it's impossible for them to believe. Why?
一个很主要的原因
One main reason.
就是我们用我们的头脑
Because we use our knowledge.
我们像那个聪明通达的人
We are like the wise and prudent.
我们在那里分析
We analyze.
在那里比较
We compare.
到底有没有神
Is there a God?
到底为什么他是神
？And why he is the God？
到底这宇宙从哪里来的
？And why where is the universe from？
哎呀，我们的头脑啊，非常聪明通达。
And our mind is very wise and prudent。
甚至到了个地步啊，我们都想信了，但是呢，还信不来。
Until to the point we almost believe but still can't。
因为弟兄姊妹口才实在太好了。
And because the brothers has such good
哎呀，引经据典的，用许多各样的科学证据都把我给说服了。
And then they prove by the science and all the proof and I almost be convinced。
但是我们的脑就像花岗岩脑袋一样。
But our brain it's like a granite, so hard.
有几个问题啊，就卡在那儿，我们就信不来。
But there a few questions is stuck there, and then we can't believe.
很感谢主，这时候弟兄姐妹怎么办呢
？But praise the Lord, and what do what the brothers and sisters do?
弟兄姐妹知道，就好好为他祷，为这个人祷告。
And then we know we just pray for this man.
因为再也不能做什么了。
Because there's nothing we can do.
我们就祷告了。
And there's the only way we can just pray.
恒切祷告。
And then we pray unceasingly.
到了有一天
，until one day，
这福音朋友说：“哎，我信了。
”And this gospel friend says, "I believe, accept God."
哎呀，我们一方面感谢赞美主。
On the one hand, we praise Lord.
这么顽固的人都信了。
And then such person believed.
我们就问他。
And we will ask him.
那你那个之前的几个问题啊，卡在那里的问题啊。你现在都找到答案了吗
？Did you find answers about your a few questions, tough questions?
我记得当过弟兄里面也有人分享过这样的见证。
And I know there's someone has such time with me.
他那些问题啊，没有答案。
Because the questions still have no answer.
他说那个问题呢，我没有找到答案。
He said I didn't find answers.
哎，你就问他那边怎么信的呢
？And but why? How did you accept?
他说我就信了。
Because I just believed him.
那些问题没有得到解决，有没有关系啊
？And but it doesn't matter. You don't find answers.
哎，他说没关系。
And then he will say it doesn't matter.
他就信了。
But I believed.
差别在哪里
？And what's different?
就是他从头脑，他回到他的心里头。
Because he turned from his mind to his heart.
让他变成小孩子的样式。
When he turned to a little children.
他根据他的心。
Little child, and he followed his heart.
神的旨意向他就显明。
And God's will is revealed to him.
所以我们看见今天我们要活在我们的灵的里头。
And we know we need live in spirit.
更感谢主的是， 神按照他所应许的，他将圣灵也赐给了我们。
Praise the Lord, according to His promise, and He gave Holy Spirit to us.
而这位圣灵就住在你我的灵的里面。
And then the Holy Spirit dwells in you and in me.
他借着生命和平安来带领我们。
Through peace and life, He guides our way.
来培养这真实的性格。
And to build up the character of truth.
比方说，从前还没信主，我们说了不真实的话，说了不准确的话，里头没有感觉。
For example, before we are believers, we lied, we don't feel it.
但是我们信主了以后，
After we believed in the Lord,
我们的灵活过来了以后，
Our spirit to be alive,
圣灵住在我们里面，
The Holy Spirit dwells in us.
当我们说话不准确的时候，
When we speak inaccurately,
可能只是差一点点，
Maybe it's just a little bit.
但圣灵呢，在里头啊，就叫我们不平安。
But the Holy Spirit in us, it led us to don't find peace.
哎，我们就知道了。
We know.
这句话说得不准确。
And then we didn't say accurately.
我们就赶快在主面前认罪悔改。
And then we have to confess before Lord.
有时候我们在聚会中祷告。
And sometimes when we're gathering.
哎呀，圣灵在里头感动了我们。
And the Holy Spirit moves.
我们就开始祷告了。
And then we start praying.
我有这样的经历。
I know you all have such experiences.
哎呀，我们从前还想说用头脑要做一篇文章来祷告。
And before we think, we have to write it down like an essay, and then we pray.
的确是有人这样子在写到一篇祷告词啊，在那里念。
And then, but indeed, someone would really do that. They write down their essay and then read the prayer.
你发现真实的祷告，乃是真正祷告，乃是从灵和真实。
But you know the true prayers is in spirit and truth.
比如说圣灵感动了我们。
And sometimes Holy Spirit moves us.
哎呀，我们甚至没有什么话，没有预备什么话来
and then,
来赞美神。
We don't have words to praise Lord.
哎呀，就一句话，主啊，我赞美你。
But only one word, Lord, I praise you.
当你这样顺服圣灵感动的时候
，When you obey the move from the Holy Spirit.
一句话出来了，主啊，我赞美你。
And then when you come out as Lord, I praise you.
哎呀，不得了了。
And then there's more.
圣灵在里头啊，哎呀，继续给你。一句再一句再一句
，and the Holy Spirit will give you more and more sentences.
就像那活水的泉源呐、啊，涌出
来。It's like a living fountain comes out.
都停不下来的。
It's a non-stop.
那、啊、可能之后别人说你祷，哎呀，哇，真好。
And maybe other people say you pray so wonderful.
你真的说，那都不是我讲的。
And then you say that's what I said.
那个圣灵在里头就把那个赞美神的那个话语就赐给了我们。
It was Holy Spirit give those praises words to me.
还是满了生命，满了平安。
It's full of life and peace.
祷祷祷祷到，哎，实在是祷到天上去了。
And then this prayer reached to heaven.
突然间我们的脑袋啊，哎，好像又醒过来了。
All of a sudden, our mind was awakened.
哎呀，我是不是太激动了
？And I was so excited.
哎呀，我等一下要怎么收尾
？How I'm going to end my prayer?
发现那个活水的那个泉源美池啊，突然间就停了。
And all the living water will stop.
停了以后呢，怎么办
？After you stop,
脑袋又开始在那里转了。
Our mind is start working.
哎呀。那就没有话了。
And I have no words.
在那里再挤两句话。
And then I will squeeze one or two.
主啊。
Lord.
赞美你啊。
Praise you.
主啊，你真好啊。
But Lord, you are so wonderful.
哎、就是你发现那个，就我们的脑袋就在那里运转。
And then our mind start working.
弟兄姐妹，圣灵在我们里头会来带领我们的。
But dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit in us will guide our way. When He wants us to open our mouths to praise Lord, He's not only move us, He's only give us words to praise Him.
我们就顺服，就随从圣灵。
We just obey.
就回到我们的灵的里头。
And then return to our hearts.
圣灵能够使用赞美神的一个器皿。
And then we'll become vessels that Holy Spirit can use us.
当圣灵随己意。
When the Holy Spirit by His will,
他停下来了。
When He stops,
他不讲了。
He's not speaking.
我们也不需要帮圣灵的忙。
We don't have to help Him.
再来一个转，再来一个合。
Then we don't have to use but and doing some other things.
最后再来一个结尾。
And then you have a conclusion.
就里面不需要。
And we don't need to do.
我们需要好好真实的随从圣灵。
We just need to be true and to follow Holy Spirit.
圣灵能够在一切的事上，就如经上所说，恩高的教训。
Like the Bible says, the Holy Spirit, like the anointing, guides our way.
恩膏的教训不单单只是在当中。
The teaching of the anointing is not in the congregation.
我们日常生活、行事为人、说话的里头。
It's in our daily life.
我们就来操练，跟随圣灵的带领。
Let's exercise to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
渐渐的，我们就被回转，就被神制作。 成他自己的性格。
And gradually he will conform us into his own image.
我们越来越像我们的主。
It will be more and more like our Lord.
也是真实的像。
It is truly like him.
愿神祝福他自己的话。
And may Lord bless his words.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，你见证，你为自己做见证，说你是那位真实的。
You testify yourself. You say you are the true.
主，我们实在是感谢你，主赐下圣灵，叫我们能够认识你是那位真实。
We truly thank you that you give us the Holy Spirit so that we know you are true.
我们也更感谢你，把我们放在真实者的里面。
We more thank you. You put us in the one true.
主，我们都知道你的恩召是荣耀的指望。
And we know that your calling has a glorious purpose.
因为你要把我们都磨成你自己的形象。
Because you want to conform us to be your own image.
都叫我们能够像你一样真实。
And we will to be true like you.
主，我们知道你要在我们身上要除去一切的虚假。
Remove all the false things.
要把这真实的性格制作在我们身上。
Build up the character of the truth on us.
主，好叫我们真成为你的模样。
So that we will be like you.
真成为你的见证。
And to be your testimony.
真成为你自己的彰显。
To be your glory.
主，我们知道这不是我们自己能够
We know this is not what we can do.
但主，我们感谢赞美你。
But we thank and praise you.
那招我们的是信实的。
The one who called us is true.
主，你必亲自成就这荣耀的旨意在你所爱的儿女们身上。
You will fulfill your purpose among your children.
主，叫颂赞荣耀都归给你。
Give you all glory and honor.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord, we pray. Amen.